procedures. Number one, the planning staff will present a staff report for each case, followed by questions from the county commission. If you wish to share your thoughts, please complete a sign-up sheet at the front of the room. When called, state your name before making any comments. Please address all comments and questions to the county commission. And public comment will close once all speakers have been heard, and the county commission will consider the application for a vote. All right. So before you guys today, we got two rezones. First order will be 1118-2025-01. Lorene and Earl Fisher. Subject property is 1520 Acacia Club Road, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 13, Township 22, Range 22. So both our requests today kind of have a little bit of background, so I'm going to kind of lead you through how these developed. So the request, the Fishers are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a zoning request of one parcel, 18-6.0-13-001-001-004.000, located at 1520 Acacia Club Road. The existing property is R1. I'm going to go ahead and bring this up while I'm talking about this, because we are down Beacon right now, so I'm not going to be able to do that at that time. Subject property is outlined in blue. Okay, so the existing property is zoned R1 single family residential district. The zoning request is for C2 or general commercial district. I want to give you a little bit of history, and then I'm going to go into what the planning board recommended. So on September 20th, 1999, they came through for a Division 3 permit for a nightly rental. The property was approved, and as you know, those special uses back in those days went away with the owner once they sold or changed ownership in any way. Little history there. So I left you a little pamphlet there kind of highlighting the permit is specific to the applicant, and then the property where that special use permit is granted shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility. So not supposed to use stuff around it to say, okay, now we call it C2 or whatever. So let me take you back to the recommendation from the Planning Commission. Whereas on November 10, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning district map, K16, Oliver Township, to rezone one parcel from R1 single family residential district to the Planning Commission to NR3 multifamily. And you know they requested a C2. So they didn't even follow what the applicant wanted. They wanted to look at something else. And that's another thing we kind of need to look at, because their original special use only allowed for a single family and they're operating three. So need to think through that and maybe discuss that with them. So with that, I'm going to start back over and give you an idea of where we're at. There's a lot going on this. So we're on Acacia Club. There's a C of O roundabout right here. All the way down, go down to Acacia Club. A little bit closer. That's your pizza place right here. Kind of diagonal across the street on the waterfront. A little bigger close-up. So this is one structure that they're renting out, the bottom and top, and this is another one they're renting out, giving them three rentals there. So everything is pretty much R1. It's a subdivided neighborhood, so everything's subdivided into R1 districts. Got a little C2 in here for, I think it's like a trout resort or a fishing resort. Got a little multifamily down here. Not nightly rental, just long-term multifamily. Once again, here's their property. Google and Laredo and or not Laredo, but once again, here's their decision from the old Division III permit. With that, do you guys have any questions for me?
Is there a reason the conditional use permit would not be fitted for that sort of a reason?
The use is not allowed. Right. So they're only that one, that special use where you could do that in an R1 district went away with the zoning changes.
Any questions for Cody before I called over the public hearing?
I'm going to try to drop us a pen, see if we can get down there, but yeah, it worked. There's a little bit of the picture of the property. Everything's slow today.
Okay, if there's no other discussion, we'll call to order the public hearing for the order we have in front of us, which would be 11-18-2025-01 for Lorianne and Earl Fisher. Would the applicant like to step forward and address the commission, please? Good morning.
Louise likes to talk.
Okay. Well, first of all, I gave you all a picture in your packet. But there's a new privacy fence on that left side that's not showing here.
Okay.
Okay. And then Trout Hollow has expressed interest in buying us. And if we were C2, that would fit with them. So I guess the only other thing I want to say is that packet I gave you guys saw, you probably wonder where I got those figures. Hold that. So it was based on the last 5 years, and this one is the basement. This is a spreadsheet for the basement. This is all the rentals in the last 5 years in the basement, and that's where I got my figures and the income and everything. And we kept our prices low because we like everybody to be able to enjoy it instead of just rich people. And this is all the guests that were in the cottage for the last 5 years. And that's where I got the figures for the packet I gave you.
Okay.
So, anyway, we would be happy with an NR3, but we'd be happier with a commercial.
Okay.
I guess that's all I have to say unless you have questions. We haven't had one complaint. We've been doing this since 1999. We have not had one complaint in 25 years from any of the neighbors. We have older people, retired people. There's no parties. And we have a maximum of 2 occupancy in the basement, a maximum of 4 in the cottage. And we have just as good income with the minimum occupancy as a good office. And then we don't have parties. So I guess that's it unless you have questions.
I guess we've been working on this property for 25 years now. And we just like to continue it on as a business if we decide to sell. And the way it is now, we've lost a couple of people that are interested in it because the business wasn't transferable. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Do you have any questions for the applicant at this time?
Not this time.
Okay. Question,
please. I say that. So in 1999, you said there's a fence on the west side now?
There yes. is. I should have brought the fence.
That's all right.
Is it right here?
But there's...
It goes up to the front of that brush there.
Right. I'm just saying, that's fine. You don't have to... In 1999, was there a fence there?
We built a fence after 1999.
Our neighbor, very old gentleman, we had some guests that had motorcycles. I think we woke them up or something.
There's the new
but
fence.
He didn't particularly like that, so he came to the commission and complained a little bit, and it was part of the deal where we put the privacy fence up.
It would
there.
Be okay with him if we put a privacy fence up.
Reason I ask, I think so. Did the fence that was originally there go
it got
down?
Old and fell
so
down
you put
and
a new one.
We put one up in 1999.
Okay, that.
And it got old, and I had my landscapers build a new one.
The reason I ask is part of the conditions at that time was to have a privacy fence, and you're saying there's now a privacy fence. I didn't know if there was one then or not.
I can find old pictures where we privacy fence.
You're fine. No, I was just asking. So.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
You have anything, Mr. Keyes? All right. Thank you for this time. We may bring you back up in just a second. So,
okay.
Is there anyone in the audience attending that wishes to speak in favor of or opposition to the proposal that we have in front of us this morning? Hearing none, we would like to confer with our planning and zoning administrator on any.
Well, I mean, do you have specific questions?
Just the options we have in front of us. I mean, obviously our planning commission ran through with a NR3 instead of...
They did, and that was...
Well, that was that's the recommendation.
Yeah.
So here's... And I'll talk to you guys, too. My concern is this. You guys have ran it, from what I understand, exceptionally well. The purpose of the conditional use is because it is kind of specific to the owner of that time, because there's a level of trust and a level of community and a level of whatever saying, hey, we trust that you guys are going to do exactly what you said, not want parties, not try to take advantage, not do the things that's not going to make it an attractive site for that area. Is that fair? The purpose of the conditional use is once you guys no longer own it, we don't want just anybody to have that ability. So it allows for, correct me if I'm wrong, it allows for some control over, hey, we don't want a, if we give you C2 there, they could put up
a bar. Which can't be within 200 feet of the residential area, so it gives them the use. It'll be conflicting right off the start.
The point is it gives not necessarily you, but somebody coming in to buy it more freedoms that may not be...
cohesive to the neighborhood.
Yeah, good for that area. And so compatible. That's the term I look for. It may not be compatible. Obviously, there's that resort right next to you. You know, if they were, this is just me talking, so if they were to be a buyer and you guys were interested in selling to them, I wouldn't have a problem at all with them combining it with their existing resort, making it as, what do they, C?
Their C2.
Their C2. Making it C2 for them to be able to purchase it. But as far as just starting to give carte blanche zoning, it opens up a can of worms that I don't feel comfortable doing. That's just kind of where I'm at.
No, I agree with the conveyance of the properties, the concerns with it.
Well, they couldn't put a bar in, right? Because don't you need a liquor license? Would you have a little control over that?
Well, this list that he's pulling up here.
And bar wasn't a good example.